Maybe we should not direct all our questions to Germany, because I don't think it was Germany who actually put forward this comment. So I can save you that point. I think what I was saying before was that the original text puts the onus on the carrier that they may claim. The new text, as well as making it stronger to shall, it turns it round and says that the consignor is obliged to cover the costs of the carrier. Now, it is of course implied in that the carrier may or may not wish to ask for the money, for the compensation. It doesn't oblige the carrier to ask for the money for compensation in the text. It just says that the consignor has to do it. Now, with the original one, in fact, it's the opposite. It says the carrier may claim the costs and expenses, but it doesn't oblige the consignor then to pay them.